This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Hope you had a good weekend.
Yes, I hope you did too.
I did. All right, so judges gone wild. Democrat judges believing they are above the law. We're judges. You can't arrest us. We can do whatever we want. We're Democrats and we're judges.
Sounds like a new Netflix series.
Right, but you know what? It practically was over the weekend. If you're watching it on X,
judges gone wild.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start with the Wisconsin judge. Okay. When you get the actual details of that, which nobody on the left was interested in. Oh, Trump's arresting judges now. It's terrible, and he's getting away. Wait a minute. A federal judge looked at the evidence and signed off on the warrant? Well, yeah. They make it sound like Trump just sent his people out to pick up a judge, throw her in prison. No. The arrest warrant, all the evidence for it was reviewed by a federal judge, and the warrant was issued. That's how that works in America. This isn't Trump people just picking up a judge because they felt like they should. And yeah. Okay. What did she do? This is where it gets wild. This is where you can see, okay, they think they can do whatever they want. She hears, she's in the courthouse. She's got two victims there, a man and a woman who were allegedly beaten by this illegal immigrant in question. Beaten so badly, they were put in the hospital. Democrats seem to have this thing now with these illegal immigrants who beat women. I don't know what the deal is. They love it. They love a good beating of a woman, whether it's at the Olympics or, you know, by an illegal immigrant handing out the punishment. So she finds out ICE is outside to pick this guy up. Of course they are. He's already deported. He was already deported. He re-entered. That's felony. Now he's, got criminal charges against him. Perfect candidate for deportation. And she hears they're outside the door. Okay, this judge has been a radical for a long time. She worked for Catholic Charities, okay? They are practically a trafficking organization. Actually, I would go ahead and say they are a trafficking organization in the way that they operate down in Mexico. They're a radical organization. They are a liberal organization. Don't let the Catholic part fool you. It was taken over by radicals many, many, many years ago. Okay, so the victims are in the courtroom, ready for the pretrial conference. She finds out ICE is out there. She's enraged. She goes out to the hall. But before she does it, she puts the precious illegal immigrant in the jury box. Basically, it's a room where ICE can't go in to get him. They'd have to go through the courtroom. It's not usually used, by defendants. Then she says to the ICE agents, hey, why don't you go to the chief judge's office? The person who basically runs the whole court system. Why don't you go there? You go there. Knowing she's hiding him in the back. She's basically walked him out the back. So they head to, after she screams at them, they head to the chief justice's office. She runs back in and basically pushes his lawyer and the illegal immigrant out the door. The illegal immigrant now knows ICE is there for him. So he gets on an elevator to go downstairs, makes it downstairs, and makes a break for it. Takes off running. Judges helped him. One problem, though. Another law enforcement officer who knows ICE is in the building happened to see the illegal on the elevator going down. and called ICE and said, hey, you're a legal immigrant. He's escaping here. I just saw him on the elevator. They were able to catch him, two of them, run down the street after him, and they caught him. While the others, because it was a team that was sent to arrest him, were still in the office of the justice. Okay, this is classic, classic, classic interfering in the arrest, in a law enforcement procedure. Just absolutely, I mean, it's textbook. And how do I know that? How do I know this judge broke the law? Or appears to, assuming all of these facts in the arrest warrant are correct. Because MSNBC legal analyst Lee Kendallanian and CNN legal analyst agree. This judge went too far criminally.
If the facts are true, as alleged by the FBI agent in the court papers today, it doesn't look great for the judge, no matter how you slice it. But then the other question is, was this kind of escalatory action, was this the best course of action to actually go and arrest her and take her to court and charge her federally? That's a big step.
Okay, well, you can ask the second question, but he's not, you know, debating the facts of the case. You are interfering in a law enforcement action. Don't do that. You ever gone down the highway, Lee, and seen, they're dealing with a driver,
yeah,
and the passenger's arrested?
Yeah.
Cool him down and sit in the back seat?
Right.
Yeah, because you can't interfere. You don't get to interfere. You don't get to take it to the cops, hide the guy, help him out the door because you're a judge. You don't get to do it. But this is yet again the left thinking they're above the law. Here's CNN legal analyst Eli Honig. Same thing.
Looking at the complaint, let's strip the politics out of it. This is a crime. If they can prove what happened here, it is a crime. This judge, let's strip the Trump of it all out. Let's strip the immigration of it all out. Let's say law enforcement shows up at a building with an arrest warrant. They're looking for person A. Person B then says, hey, there's a secret escape door out back. I'm going to show you the way, and then ushers that person out the back door. That is textbook obstruction.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So all they got, Lee, is, she's a judge. She's a judge, though.
What are we always told, Tara? No one is above the law.
Constantly. We're told that never on a never-ending loop by the left.
Yeah.
Who spent all weekend saying democracy was over, we're in a constitutional crisis, Trump is now arresting judges who disagree with him. No. This is law enforcement arresting a person who clearly interfered, sent the ICE agents in one direction and the illegal immigrant in the other direction. All while the poor innocent victims who were beaten here, allegedly, and I mean they were in hospital for days, severely beaten, just left sitting in the courtroom awaiting the justice that will never come. And, you know, they tell us these judges aren't radical. They're not. They're not biased. They're not right. Yes, they are. Look, I mean, look at this. So, look. This idea the left has gotten, Lee, goes, you know where a lot of this dual justice started? It started with sanctuary cities. Mm-hmm. We let them have sanctuary cities. We let them break the law.
Right, which is virtually the same thing.
Yeah. We let them break federal law. We let them say, hey, you know what? We don't like federal law, so it doesn't apply to us. We're going to do things differently here. We let them do it. And they got the idea that because they're Democrat, because they're leftist, because they're morally better than us, there are certain laws that they don't have to comply with, and a lot of them are immigration laws. Nobody's told them no. And this is the beginning of that. Yes, just because you wear robes, maybe you're a mayor of a sanctuary city, maybe you're a police chief of a sanctuary city, just because you have a title does not mean you get to break the law because you're a Democrat. And they're going to have to learn this the hard way. And there's going to be a lot of squealing in the meantime. Because they've gotten away with it for too long. And Trump's saying no more. Nope, no more. You can't do this. You can't. Because think about it. What this judge did, Lee, it's the same thing sanctuary cities do.
No.
They hide illegal immigrants from federal laws. You know what? Watching the Democrats squeal over this all weekend, just scream and yell and gnash their teeth. Here's a question for you. Okay. If these laws are bad, they're unfair. That judge was right to hide him. It's great. Why don't you just change the law? Why don't you just run on, hey, we think we should have open borders. Anybody should be able to come in here. It shouldn't be a crime. Kamala Harris said that. Run on it. Run on ending immigration laws, immigration enforcement. Run on open borders. Campaign on it. Change the law. No, we should be able to defy the law. No, change the law. Why should you get to break the law? If the law is the problem, that's all Trump's doing is enforcing the law. If the law is the problem, change it. But they won't. They want Trump to either break the law with them or allow them to break the law. Why? Well, because the last guy in charge did, George W. Bush, that's when a lot of this spun out of control. You saw sanctuary cities take off like mushrooms because a guy was pushing amnesty. So their thing is, well, it's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. Republicans have always let us break the law, and they always did until Trump. Well, still law. You don't get to choose what laws you break, what laws you don't. And I think that's the message here, and they're going to have to learn it. It's going to be a lot of screaming and yelling until they do.
And so, when you have CNN and MSNBC agreeing that, yeah, the law was broken, that's not a good sign.
No, I know. Both of their, and neither of these guys are Trump fans either.
I mean,
Ken Delanian, a huge Russia collusion hoaxer. Yeah. And Eli Honig, hardcore liberal, not Trump fan.
Yeah.
And they're looking at this and going, wow, this is really classically, you know, aiding and abetting these illegal immigrant, you know, escaping law enforcement. You just can't do that. And say, but I get to break the law. I'm a liberal judge. Well, you get to break the law because of who you are. Yeah, that's their argument. But if you think about it again, it's because we've taught them that. We've taught them that over long periods. Well, you're a mayor of a liberal city. You can just defy immigration law. It'll be okay. No, you can't. No, you can't do that. Not anymore. So I think this is going to be good long term because these mayors, maybe even governors, need to see, hey, you can't break the law anymore. If you do, this is the consequence. It doesn't matter if you have robes. It doesn't matter if you have a title. You don't get to break the law. And if you don't like the law, well, you keep telling us this is a democracy. It's not. It's a republic. Change the law. Change the law so you don't have to break it. Go ahead, run on it. Tell everyone the truth. You want open borders. You think terrorists, gangbangers should be able to come in here at will. You love them. You celebrate them. You surround yourself with them. Heck, you lend them your weapons. Like that New Mexico judge. Make the argument. See what the American people think.